Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Monday, January 21st, 2013. It's Martin Luther King Day. It's Inauguration Day. All kinds of stuff to talk about. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and ready to answer your calls when you call on in. Now, obviously, today, the corporate media is just, it's all inauguration all the time. They're replaying constantly the parades going on, and fortunately, nothing untoward has happened. But it's like there's nothing else going on in the world except the pageantry of the inauguration. Not a lot of austerity on display there. They really went overboard this time. It's just a big gala. Lena Riefenstahl would be proud of this gigantic pageant with the banners and all the people, the soldiers lined up and everything. Actually, the crowd this inauguration is estimated to have only been about 25% that of 2009, and I noticed when Obama and Michelle were doing the walk along the road toward the inauguration, there wasn't really a lot of crowds on either side. In fact, I think the security people were outnumbering the actual American spectators. But they certainly laid it on there with all the pageantry they could, and I don't know, it just... they're still going on. There's going to be nothing else on the corporate media for the rest of the day, probably. Now, the big news, as far as I'm concerned, is over the weekend we had the Guns Across America rallies in all the state capitals. Thousands of people turned out. We have some of the pictures posted at whatreallyhappened.com because for some strange reason, the corporate media barely noticed. Now, I will give Fox News credit for talking about the pro-gun rallies out there and actually maintaining kind of a neutral attitude. They weren't out there screaming, oh, they're all gun nuts and everything like that. But for pretty much the rest of the corporate media, it was sort of a postscript, you know, that all these rallies took place there. But I think looking out the windows, the politicians understand this is a hot-button issue, and we all understand the real reason for the gun grab has nothing to do with safety of the public, has nothing to do with crime. It has everything to do with taking away your right to say no for what the government is planning to do in the immediate future, which, first and foremost, is probably going to involve gold confiscation, because they're in serious, serious trouble with gold shortages, whether it's the bullion or the gold contracts. They've oversold those contracts. Maybe that's where all the gold in the New York Federal Reserve went, was settling these old gold contracts when they came due for delivery, and nobody else had the bullion out there. So anyway, the American Patriots rallied around the Second Amendment, and hopefully the New World Order crowd was paying attention. And again, this has nothing to do with crime, public safety, and everything to do with the American people being fed up with working their lives away and having nothing to show for it, while the big Wall Street bankers who openly admit to fraud continue to get rich, and they share a piece of the action with the U.S. government, and they have really run this country into a heck of a mess. They're claiming $16.5 trillion in debt. That's what they admit to. They're fudging the numbers for the debt as much as they do for unemployment. It's estimated the real U.S. government debt is something like $222 trillion. There isn't that much money. So a big crash is coming, but the powers that think they are will do anything they can to prolong their lives of wealth and privilege and rank at any and all expense, including you and your children here. Now, of course, the big delusion that we're getting from the gun grabbers is that prohibition of guns is going to be more effective than prohibition of alcohol or prohibition of marijuana or prohibition of any of the other illegal drugs. It's not going to work. It's simply punishing the law-abiding, in theory, for the crimes of a few, most of whom had their brains whacked out on SSRIs. And it is amazing to see how hard government and the corporate media are ignoring that aspect of it. They're blaming video games and violent movies. They won't look at the SSRIs. The silence is deafening. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war, thought that he would be among the sick and poor. The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I forgot to mention during the show intro that in hour number three today, we're going to be joined by Tom Darshalik. I have been informed I've been mispronouncing his name for this last week. He's the creator of a CD, Illusions Ahead. It's not yet for sale. He's got to work out some rights issues over melodies they use for his song, but he's a great performer. It's a wonderful album. It revives the spirit of 60s rock and roll that was willing to speak truth to power, something that's completely missing from today's corporately produced pap that passes itself off as rock and roll here. So we're going to be playing some of his songs and talking to him in hour number three. Now, getting back to this situation of the gun control, and New Jersey's apparently getting ready to pass some draconian gun laws, and the push is on. The bum's rush is on to disarm the American people. And so we put a poll up at whatreallyhappened.com. What is the real cause of mass shootings? And we had two options, guns and prescription psychoactive drugs. And prescription psychoactive drugs got 96% of the vote. So the public knows what's going on. They know what the problem is. And they see quite obviously the government is refusing to look at this aspect because the agenda isn't public safety or public health. It's get the guns, disarm the people. We have to disarm the people so they'll do what we tell them to do. Because if we can't order them to turn over their gold or give us their children for wars, the terrorists will win, or whatever else is it going to say here. Now, Leon Panetta is back out there screaming that people do not need assault weapons. And he was out there, you know, saying that only soldiers need armor-piercing bullets or assault weapons. And that's complete nonsense. We, the people, do need armor-piercing bullets and assault weapons for the day when U.S. soldiers who have armor-piercing bullets and assault weapons start shooting at us. The Department of Homeland Security is buying so much ammunition, even local police departments aren't able to get enough to keep practicing at the gun ranges. Maybe the U.S. government has come to understand most police departments are opposed to the gun grab, so now they're going to buy up all the ammo so the police are disarmed. Yes, the police have to have guns, but we'll just make sure they can't buy any bullets. Now, I want to talk about a couple of Supreme Court rulings that have a bearing on what's going on right now. And the first one, and this goes all the way back to 1939, this is United States versus Miller. And the story was, this gentleman named Miller had a sawed-off shotgun that was banned under the National Firearms Act. Now, he went all the way to the Supreme Court arguing that the Second Amendment allows him to have a sawed-off shotgun. The United States Supreme Court ruled against him because at the time, sawed-off shotguns were not being used by the military. And the Supremes ruled the Second Amendment only applies to military weapons. So we have a United States Supreme Court decision that confirms the Second Amendment reserves to the American people weapons identical in capability and power to those held by the military. Oddly enough, under the Miller decision, the U.S. government can regulate non-military weapons all they want, but they can't touch military-capable weapons held by the American people. That's United States versus Miller going all the way back to 1939. It has never been overturned or repealed. That is the Supreme Court's interpretation of the Second Amendment. It speaks of military weapons. It reserves to the American people whatever weapons the military is currently using. Now, of course, the military do use sawed-off shotguns, so Miller would have won his case. Now, the second Supreme Court decision I think we all need to have in mind right now as we see these police departments kicking down the wrong door or just harassing people that are out there peacefully protesting and demonstrating Occupy Wall Street. This is John Bad Elk versus United States. And this goes all the way back to 1900. And it comes from a case where three policemen in South Dakota attempted to arrest another policeman for an alleged violation of law. No charge had formally been made, no warrant issued, no probable cause existed. When this police officer, John Bad Elk, resisted, a firefight ensued, and John Bad Elk killed one of the officers trying to arrest him. He was tried and convicted of murder. The Supreme Court overturned the conviction and ruled that John Bad Elk had the right to use any force, including lethal force, to prevent his false arrest. Basically, the Supremes of the day ruled that you as a citizen, if you are being harassed by the police, if they are attempting to arrest you and you have done nothing wrong, you have the right to defend against your civil rights being violated using any force necessary. So that's another Supreme Court decision we need to keep in mind. Along with Stanton versus Baltic Mining, that's a good one to keep in mind. Now, obviously, it's Martin Luther King Day, and I did want to talk a little bit about that because many years ago when I first started WhatReallyHappened.com after the whole Vince Foster affair and a lot of people were sending in material, and gentleman named Ted Wilburn, who is sadly no longer with us, sent in some very good research he'd done on the assassination of Martin Luther King. Now, we have all seen that very famous photo of Dr. King on the balcony, lying flat on the balcony, and everybody standing with him is pointing off in the direction the shot came from. And the media has always said they're pointing at the rooming house where James Earl Ray was hiding with his rifle. And Ted Wilburn went back out and he took a much wider angle view from that same location of that same scene and documented that those people who were pointing at where the gunshot came from were not pointing at the rooming house where James Earl Ray was supposed to be. They were pointing up at the top of the adjacent building. And we know that there was a lot of questions about this Martin Luther King assassination. Perhaps first and foremost was the fact that ballistic tests between the rifle that was found with James Earl Ray and the bullet that killed Dr. King proved that James Earl Ray's rifle couldn't have fired the bullet. James Earl Ray's rifle had a manufacturing defect that left a deep gouge on every bullet fired through it. And the bullet that killed Dr. King did not have that gouge. And the FBI came back and said, well, the James Earl Ray rifle hadn't been properly cleaned. We reject the test. And James Earl Ray, while he was still alive, was in court trying to get a second ballistic test to prove his rifle did not kill Dr. King. And the courts just stalled and stalled and stalled until James Earl Ray passed away in prison, at which point they ruled nobody else had standing to bring that, and they basically buried that situation. So Dr. King is another one of these assassinations blamed on a crazed, lone nut assassin that definitely served purposes of the United States government. Because at the time of his assassination, Dr. Martin Luther King was starting to call attention to the fact that the Vietnam draft was preferentially putting black kids out on those front lines and the white kids in the safe rear echelon areas. And Dr. King was starting to agitate the black population to resist the draft as being unfair and, of course, the war itself immoral. And so Dr. King was assassinated and replaced by Jesse Jackson, who sort of took over spiritual leadership of the civil rights movement and proceeded to pretty much bring it to an absolute dead halt. Now, speaking of government fraud, as you've probably already been hearing, this whole situation in Algeria where these jihadi terrorists took over this gas processing plant and they took all these hostages, and then the Algerians went in and wound up killing most of the hostages that were still, in fact, they killed all the hostages that were still there, 34. We still can't get a straight story of what's going on, but the Algerians have now confirmed that these so-called jihadis were anything but. They have found two bodies with Canadian passports and at least one citizen of France among these so-called jihadi gunmen. And you need to remember, the Mossad has a long history of using Canadian passports as cover for when they travel around the world doing what they do. So already we're getting indications that this Algerian hostage crisis to justify immediate invasion of Algeria to deal with those gosh darn Muslims living over our oil, it's another fake. It's another false flag. It's another staged incident. Now, David Albright is out there screaming, we must intensify war on the Iranian people. We've got to just ramp this thing up here. Well, Dave, if you really feel that way, here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. Watch your head climbing into that transport plane, and we'll call Iran and tell them that you're on your way to kick their butt all by yourself. But after that whopper we were told about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, you will forgive us if we and our children sit this one out. Have you ever noticed that all these people screaming for war in Iran, they're not volunteering to go themselves. They're not sending their own children. Oh, no, 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 no. They're going to stay here safely in the United States of America, telling you how great it is for you to go over and wage war on the Iranian people. And I think that has to stop. In ancient times, warmongering leaders led their own armies, like Alexander the Great or Napoleon. These days, they just sort of cower in their little bunkers underneath the citadels of power and say, you send your children out to kill the people we don't like. I think it's time for that to come to an end. Meanwhile, interesting story that Obama is outing the chief of the CENTCOM division, Mattis, I think his name is pronounced. Because apparently he's been saying war with Iran might not work out as well as everybody would like it to. Let's rethink this. So he's out, and now they're going to get another yes man in saying, yes, let's go to war in Iran. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I do love that song for some strange reason, and we'll be talking with that artist in our third hour. Now, we're seeing a very rapid escalation of the situation in Mali. And the French foreign minister has come out and said bluntly, France is aiming for total reconquest of Mali. They're openly saying the goal of its military action in Mali is to retake control of the entire country. We know why. Last week, Germany asked for the Bank of France to return all of Germany's gold bullion on deposit there. And France said, it's going to take 5 years. And Germany asked the New York Federal Reserve to return just part of Germany's gold bullion that is on deposit at the New York Federal Reserve. And the New York Federal Reserve said, it's going to take 7 to 8 years. And all of a sudden, France and the United States are invading Mali, which happens to be Africa's third largest gold-producing nation, to deal with Islamic terrorists. War for the bankers doesn't get more obvious than that. That's the agenda here. Steal other people's gold to cover the shortfall from all this Wall Street dilly-dallying with other people's gold, that has resulted in this huge gold shortfall. And there's a big question mark. Where did it go? Why isn't it there? Last week I saw a corporate media talking head saying, doesn't Germany trust us? Like it's a foregone conclusion. The United States and Wall Street are the most trustworthy entities on the planet. Obviously not. The British Prime Minister is out there saying the fight against Islamic terrorism in North Africa will last for decades. We've already been at this war for other people's oil under the guise of fighting Islamic terrorism for over 10 years. We're tired of it. We're exhausted militarily, financially. This has nothing to do with Islamic terrorism. The biggest terrorists are the United States of America with their drone strikes, which are going to continue, by the way. The U.S. is screaming, terrorism, terrorism. They're the biggest terrorists of all. It has nothing to do with terrorism or Islam or any of this other stuff. It is a grab for wealth. And it is a repeat of World War I and World War II, where the U.S. will get into these economic disasters because of the private central bankers, and they get out of it with a world war. Crash of 1907, get into World War I. Crash of 1929, get into World War II. Crash of 2008, I've lost count of how many nations the U.S. has invaded. And it's on two continents. So under current U.S. military doctrine, this is now a world war and has been for quite some time. I'm sure future history books will look back at the beginning of 2013 and saying, yes, we were well into big mistake number three. And how's it going to end? Probably very, very badly. And I don't think the United States, I know the United States cannot win this conventionally, which means it's going to go nuclear. Now, because of the growing awareness that this sudden need to invade Mali is linked in with the gold repatriation, France is now imposing a media blackout on the Mali war. There's no reporting coming out about what France is doing and who France is killing. And now the U.S. AFRICOM is in Mali, as predicted. Remember when this whole thing started last week and the U.S. government said, well, we're going to provide some material support. Give them a few bombs and stuff like that. But we will never have boots on the ground. 1 week later, yeah, there are U.S. boots on the ground. They're advisors. They're trainers. If you're old enough to remember Vietnam, that's how Vietnam started. We were sending all of our kids in uniform over. Oh, they're not combat soldiers, really. They're just advisors. They're there to advise the South Vietnamese on how to fight the war. But our kids still kept coming home in those body bags. You know, with bags of heroin stuffed in next to them. So basically, the U.S. AFRICOM is already in Mali. The conquest of Africa has begun. And it's all about grabbing resources. Goal to prop up the Federal Reserve, cover that shortfall, grab the oil everywhere they can, and force it to be sold only for dollars to prop up the U.S. dollar a little bit longer. And more nations around the world are saying, no, we can't go along with this anymore. The U.S. dollar is rapidly being driven into worthlessness by this runaway in hyperinflation under the name of quantitative easing. $85 billion a month that we know of being created out of thin air by the Federal Reserve and poured onto all the banks to keep them solvent. The banks will take that money and say, oh, look how profitable we are. They're not profitable. If they weren't being propped up by this instantly created money, they would have been insolvent by now. But they're saying, oh, we're profitable. We get huge bonuses. Same stuff going over there. Situation between Japan and China is heating up. Japan has issued a warning that it may fire on any Chinese aircraft over these disputed islands. China has come back rattling their sabers saying there will not be a second shot. There isn't enough oil and gas under those islands to make war worthwhile. This is about isolating China and the yuan before the world accepts it as the global reserve trade currency. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aeron. Aeron is different from ozone. Aeron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aeron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aeron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air. Destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases, kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
Call me, U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox Soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're seeing even more draconian expressions by the government against the American people. Apparently, the latest think tank analysis over at West Point is that civil activism, individual freedoms, and the call for self-government at the state level is now a form of terrorism. Remember way back when they declared the war on terror, they said, you watch, if you go along with this, if you go along with this idea that terror is an excuse to abandon civil rights, they'll start expanding the definition of terrorism to cover anything the government doesn't like. And here we are over at West Point. They're saying civil activism is a form of, they're calling it low-level terrorism, but they're using that word. And the reason they're using that word is once you use the word terror, civil rights go away. That's when the NDAA comes in. If you're out there engaging in civil activism, which used to be protected under the First Amendment, they're saying, oh, that's low-level terrorism. We can grab you, put you on a bus, take you over to someplace and stick you in a cage. That's your new free speech zone. You can complain about the government all you want inside that steel cage because nobody's around to listen to you. But they're getting really reckless with that name, terror. American citizens in the streets protesting is not terrorism. It is a protected activity under the First Amendment, the right to speak out against abuses in government, the right to peacefully assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances. And now you've got West Point saying, well, actually, really, that's a form of terrorism. You know, if you're complaining about the government, you're sending an image abroad that the American people don't support the government. Well, yeah, that's the whole point. We know the government isn't going to listen to us anymore. What we want to do is send a message to the rest of the world. We, the people of the United States of America, do not support the wars of aggression and conquest by the United States government. Deal with it. Anyway. Alrighty, so moving right along here. There has been a new scandal at the Massachusetts Crime Lab, at a second Massachusetts Crime Lab. Remember, there was a scandal a while back where this scientist was found to be basically just rigging all the data to favor the prosecution. They're having to go back and look at all these cases, all this contaminated evidence. Apparently, a second Massachusetts Crime Lab, they have caught a chemist tampering with drug evidence. And you begin to wonder, in this rush to fill up these prison factories, these privately owned prisons that are run as factories, where people will work at call centers and all the rest of this stuff, and they're getting maybe $2-3 a day, enough for a package of cigarettes. And they're hugely profitable, because the people running these prison factories aren't paying minimum wage, aren't paying employment taxes. They're direct competition for American companies that are going out of business because it's unfair competition. And in the rush to keep these prison factories full, we're finding these situations where these crime labs, far from the image that you get on TV from CSI, are rigging the evidence to wrongfully convict innocent people. And we need to ask, how many people in prison in the United States of America right now, and we have the highest per capita prison population of any civilized nation, in fact, I think it's in the entire world right now, how many of them were railroaded into prison on the basis of faked evidence? That's a question that has to be asked. Remember, Frederick Whitehurst used to be the head of the FBI's crime lab, and he went public that the FBI crime lab was routinely rigging the results of their scientific tests to favor the prosecution. This is before we found out about all the faked evidence in TWA 800, Vince Foster, all the rest of it, 9/11, certainly 9/11. Now I think they've got him in charge of the paint chip division. This is a scandal at all levels of law enforcement. These crime labs are not there to get at the truth. They're there to concoct support to put people in prison. Now, not just West Point, but apparently over at the Pentagon, they're starting to take the attitude that protests, public protests against the government, are acts of low-level terrorism. And again, once they use that word, it's a form of terrorism, then all the civil rights come off and the police can come in and start clubbing you over the head. Because now it's terrorism. It isn't First Amendment, it's terrorism. And it enables emergency powers, allowing the government to engage in coercion and repression. That's what we're talking about, political repression. They don't like you speaking out any longer. Not because they're going to listen to you, but the rest of the world is listening to you. Turning over to the economy, this is kind of a weird one. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says there's too much pessimism about the U.S. economy. Really, if you'll all just adopt a positive attitude, everything will work out just fine. I guess it's the sort of fluffy thing he's going to say because he's getting ready to leave his position, and he wants to leave saying, I did good things with the economy. And he didn't. And when they get down to feel-good politics, they don't want to talk about the actual unemployment numbers. They don't want to talk about the actual degree of debt. They don't want to talk about the runaway hyperinflation coming out of the Federal Reserve. So it's all about, oh, you're just being pessimistic. Really, you've got to look on the bright side of things here. The glass is really half full, not half empty. When they start getting down to those kind of platitudes, you know they don't have a solution. It's coming apart, and they cannot stop it. Apparently, he was over to the Wall Street Journal saying, you know, really, if you get past all this pessimism, the economy looks encouragingly resilient. Maybe Geithner's on SSRIs. Because, no, the economy isn't resilient. The economy would be resilient if working Americans had high-paying jobs with which to pay the bills and the higher taxes. That's where resilience comes from. Labor precedes capital. But at the same time, interest rates are going up and taxes are going up and the high-paying jobs are leaving the country, you've destroyed your own resilience. And again, this is all feel-good politicking. There's nothing factual to back it up, and that's a red warning flag we're getting close to the end. Now, J.P. Morgan is starting to bet against the U.S. dollar. They're starting to embrace the offshore yuan. This is why the U.S. wants to isolate China, because even American banks are saying the dollar is not reliable. The dollar is very risky, and they're starting to do their overseas trading using the yuan. So even J.P. Morgan sees the writing on the wall. Now, Pacific Group has announced they're going to convert one-third of their hedge fund assets to gold. Okay, this should trigger gold prices to rise. They did a little, but not enough. We're going to be talking about that a little bit further in the show here. But even the Pacific Group is understanding it's time to get out of U.S. dollars and get into gold. They're betting against the U.S. dollar because this overprinting by the Federal Reserve, $85 billion plus, could be more. We don't know. $85 billion a month to pour onto the Wall Street banks to keep them looking solvent is destroying the value of the dollar. And anybody who is dealing with currency and currency exchanges and the value of their assets, they're getting out of the dollar. Now, all it's going to take is one more nation demanding their gold back from the New York Federal Reserve and getting the stall treatment. That will trigger a gold run on the New York Federal Reserve. Gold prices could theoretically go through the roof. The only thing holding gold prices down is the paper gold traders. Because now it's becoming known that these paper gold contracts have been oversold and there isn't enough physical bullion to cover them all. They've been leveraging them. And that's why gold prices have stalled. They were rising, and all of a sudden it starts to thrash around a little bit because some of the people with these gold contracts aren't getting their gold. They're being offered premium prices in paper dollars. They come in and say, I want my gold bullion, and they're getting, Listen, we'll give you the cash value of your contract plus 20% if you'll forget about getting the gold. That's been going on a lot. Now, even CNBC is out there dealing with the fact that Germany wants their physical gold back. They don't want a bookkeeping entry. They don't want certificates. They don't want promissory notes. They don't want U.S. paper dollars. They want their physical gold back on you. I mean, they want their physical gold back from you, from the Federal Reserve here. And it looks like there are going to be more and more of these going on here. And apparently, CNBC's Guy Adami was interviewing... Melissa Lee, and was basically Melissa Lee sheepishly asked, is there maybe not enough gold in the bank? And apparently Guy Adami said, yeah, potentially. And Melissa Lee said, you sound like a real conspiracy theorist. So that's their attitude right now. That's the new spin. Anybody who thinks that the gold bullion is no longer there in the New York Federal Reserve is a conspiracy theorist. Now, don't forget, it wasn't too long ago, the senior editor at CNBC wrote that article saying, you know, it doesn't matter if the bullion isn't really there. It's on paper, and that's all that counts. No, that isn't all that counts. That paper isn't the gold. The paper is a record that the gold should be there. And these foreign governments have every right to ask for their gold bullion back anytime they want and have it delivered on demand, and they're not getting it. People are getting very, very nervous. So, let's see. Romania has been demanding that Russia return their gold bullion. Last year, Venezuela demanded the return of 90 tons of their gold from the Bank of England. They're getting the stall. Ecuador's government wants their gold repatriated. The dominoes are starting to fall here. So where did the gold go? Where did it all go? That's the big question. It was there at one time. Where is it? Now, we know that entities like Pacific Group and George Soros are moving heavily into gold. Where's the gold coming from that they're buying? We know that it probably at least some of the physical gold inside the New York Federal Reserve was dumped onto the market to keep gold prices down, to keep people from deserting the stock market and their banks and saying, I'm going to take my savings out of the bank and put it into gold. Oh, no, gold prices are down. You don't want to do that. Some of the gold appears to have been leased out to support other gold trading activities, and they couldn't get it back. Much of that gold was rehypothecated, pledged as collateral on financial deals. Well, we know back in 2008, a lot of financial deals went bust. If they were being collateralized with gold, that may be where a lot of the gold went. The question is, we don't know where it went. And the Federal Reserve is resisting any and all efforts by nations and foreign banks to count and audit and test for purity their gold bullion on deposit. There's another White House petition up there for the U.S. government to audit their gold supply. There may not be one still held by the United States government. I'll get onto that in just a little bit minute here. Well, actually, I'll get onto it right now. On the front of whatreallyhappened.com, there's a video. Did Reagan warn us about an Obama-like scenario? And it's basically one of Ronald Reagan's speeches intercut with some modern clips about Barack Obama. But what's really revealing in Reagan's speech at the 1 minute mark in this video, Reagan says, we have $15 billion in gold in our treasury. We don't own an ounce. Apparently that just whizzed by everybody without notice back when Reagan said it. But now, looking at the stall by the New York Federal Reserve regarding Germany's gold, we have to wonder, where did it go? Now, one possible reason that the gold vaults are now empty has to do with the paper gold trading. And there's a very instructive article that we've published from Gonzo Lira Blogspot. It's called Why Isn't Gold Higher? And it comments on the fact that gold prices were going up, and then all of a sudden they began to flutter, defying the intuitive understanding. And they're saying gold is now the credit default swap of the next financial crisis because there are two different kinds of gold trade. There's physical gold trade, like you get from a public trading group. If you send in your money, you get the physical gold coin. But there's also the paper gold trading, where you're buying and selling gold delivery contracts, and you trade those around. And it appears those have been oversold. There isn't enough gold to satisfy all those contracts. So one thing that may have been happening in recent years is, as these gold contracts come due, and the holders of the contracts refuse a paper money buyout, that gold to satisfy the contract has to come from someplace, or the whole paper gold market comes crashing down. And that may actually explain a large part of where all the gold in the New York Federal Reserve actually went. It's been leased out to cover these gold delivery contracts that were oversold. The bottom line is, we don't know. And we have every right to know, but as you're probably already aware from Alan Greenspan's comments on video, the Federal Reserve is not under the jurisdiction or control of any U.S. government agency. They do what they think is best without review, without audit, without anything. And they're in charge of the nation's money supply, and they are answerable to no one. We need to know. We, the American people, probably will never find out by any action of the U.S. government. But if more and more foreign nations and banks start saying, we want our gold bullion back right now, we want to count it, we want to test it, that could trigger a gold run on the Federal Reserve. That's why they're in a hot rush to invade Mali and any other nation with gold mines. Ghana's probably in the gun sites somewhere along there as well. Because Mali and Ghana together account for something like 7% of world gold production. And I guarantee you, if you surrender your guns to the United States government, the very next request from them is going to be for you to surrender your gold. Just like Roosevelt did in 1933, we need all your gold. We got to give it to those poor, struggling bankers at the Federal Reserve to make good on those gold shortages. We must prevent a gold run on the Federal Reserve. So all of you who've been buying gold as a hedge against inflation, well, you got to turn it all back in. We know that's where the gold went. We put it out there for you to buy. Now you got to give it back. We'll give you all kinds of paper certificates for it. All these pretty printed pieces of paper will soon be right where Zimbabwe is, $100 trillion notes in our pockets, and they're completely, utterly worthless. I'm going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
We are living in dangerous days. I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core. This talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the economic news continues to just be flashing red warning signs everywhere. Apparently, and we've been talking about before these so-called payday loans, and it's really just legalized loan sharking. And apparently, Wonga is now in trouble. They've got over 1 million payday loans that have gone into default because the customers are unable to come up with the money. And the customers were foolish to get in there, but people are desperate. And so now Wonga is calling in debt collectors to go out and seize their cars and seize their homes and the rest of it. And this debt-based economy has destroyed what used to be the greatest nation on earth. All righty, let's see. Even Bill O'Reilly is saying the U.S. dollar is going to collapse. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Betty in North Carolina. Aloha, Betty. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I wonder if you can tell me for sure the reality of whether or not the 100 years is, the authorization for the Federal Reserve Corporation needs to be reauthorized in 2013.
No, that's when the original charter for the Federal Reserve was granted by the Federal Reserve Act. It was for 100 years, but then in the 1920s, Congress basically amended the charter and made it open-ended. So the Federal Reserve will continue until it collapses or until Congress votes to rescind the charter, which they have the option to do. All they need to do is to return to the Federal Reserve the $1 billion that the Federal Reserve bankers loaned to the U.S. government in 1913. Of course, these days, it's not a lot of money. Congress could vote to end the Federal Reserve anytime they want to. They won't because the Wall Street Financial District is probably the single largest contributor to campaigns in the United States of America. So they're not going to do it. But the idea that the Federal Reserve expires next year, that's a popular and delightful urban legend. But no, the charter was amended in the 1920s.
So what kind of $1 billion did they put up?
They basically, I have to be honest, I don't know if it was actually put up in gold bullion or if they just came up with a bunch of printed banknotes. But that was basically, that was the Federal Reserve's buy into the U.S. government. They gave them an instant $1 billion to spend, which back in 1913 was a lot of money.
Would that be just a credit of that much?
Probably it was just a credit. Probably it was just a credit of that much. Because once the Federal Reserve was the
author.
I'd like
to give them back a credit of that much.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I got $100 trillion here, right here, that I could use to buy out the Federal Reserve.
Counterfeit money both ways.
It is counterfeit money. That's what the Federal Reserve is doing. It's legalized counterfeiting. These bankers were given legal permission to run a counterfeiting operation. Everything the Federal Reserve does was a death penalty offense under the Coinage Act of 1792.
And it's collusion by the citizens and collusion by the officials.
Well, more by the officials than the citizens. Some private citizens knew there was a problem with the Federal Reserve. That's why they changed the name from Third Bank of the United States to Federal Reserve to try and, sell everybody that this was actually part of the government now and that it wasn't going to be as abusive as the First and Second Banks of the United States. But, of course, it was just as abusive, and it's no more federal than Federal Express. We got to take a break for station identification, yes. Betty. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back.